Well, it's amazing to me. We talk about the 2 years coming up on our anniversary, but it was actually 3 years ago that my wife and I started down this journey of beginning the process of planning a church here in Dallas. It actually was December 3 years ago. And as we began this process, as we started talking and realizing it was going to be a church plant and about planting a church, one of the things that we were asked to do was to be a part of our district's new church planting cohort. Okay, so it's coming together, it's kind of training pastors, getting them ready, talking about things, preparing them to be able to plant a church. And so part of this cohort, they had a couple assignments for us. From each week, they had different things that we should do. And one of those early assignments were two things. We had to come up with a mission statement for our church, to pray and seek what would God's desire and mission be for our church. And then the second was we had to develop what our core values for our church would be. Well, the mission statement, believe it or not, actually came pretty easily. As I felt strongly, the Lord put on my heart that we're to love Him, that we're to love others, to love people, and to see His kingdom extended. And when I first came to me so quickly, I thought, oh, come on, this is too easy, right? But God said, that's what I've called you to do. That's what I want you to do. And so the mission statement came easy, to love God, to love people, to see His kingdom extended. That's the mission statement of Dallas Foursquare Church. But the core values, as we began to process and think about the core values, that was much more of a challenge. And it was interesting, because as my wife and I, as we sat down and as we began to write down some of the things that we valued, you know, we just started saying, oh yeah, we got it, we value this. Oh yeah, we value this, and we just started writing down. And before we knew it, we had a page filled with values, 15 to 20 values, if not more. And it was at this time where I'm thinking, okay, well, man, we value all this stuff. How do you break it down? Because as I was talking to Pastor John Phelan from West Salem Foursquare Church, he said, man, you got to break it down smaller. You got to have, you know, a tight set of core values that you can stick to. And it was in that conversation that I had with him that he said something that I thought was very profound. He said this. He said, if you value everything, then you really value nothing. I thought, what? And then I played it over in my head again. If you value everything, then you really value nothing. Because there aren't those things that stand out that really are your core values if you just value everything. And so that statement caused Stacy and I to really think, what do we value? When we think about what God is calling us to do and to plant this church, what are the core values that we want to have in the scope of a church and what God would desire for us to do? And it took some time. After many hours of praying and processing and seeking the Lord, we finally narrowed it down to six core values. And I don't think right away it was six. We had to keep picking at it and just praying and trusting the Lord. But when all was said and done, we brought it down to six values that we believe God gave, not just for my wife and I. These are values for Dallas Foursquare Church. Now, many of you may know what they are, and some of you may not. Some of you may have seen it come up on the screen, you know, through the rotator that happens before service, and you might go, oh yeah, those look familiar. You know, some of you may have been here when we first planted and when we started, and I would share before we even got going kind of what our core values were. Some of you may have been here when I've referenced them from time to time in messages. Some of you may go, that's the first time I ever saw them. You may not have known what our core values are. But today, because of that, because I want us to know as a church, what do we value? What are our core values? And so as we kick off this new year, we're going to be starting a new series, a 6-week series titled, What We Value. what we value as a church. And so each week, we're going to be taking a look at each of the individual core values that we believe God has given to us. Values that are the foundation for what we do here as a church. One of the things when we make decisions, we look at our core values and say, how does this work with our core values? That's why sometimes, I'll throw this out here, that simplicity, sometimes we don't do some things that people want us to do because one of our core values is simplicity. And so we base everything we do off our core values. And so this morning we're gonna start diving into these core values, and we're going to start with the first value, God's Word. The first thing that we value, God's Word. Now when you think of the Bible, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I always go to the song from Sunday school, right? The B-I-B-L-E, right? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Now you think about that, it's a pretty powerful song. When you think about the words, it says, I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is that true for all of us? Do we stand alone on the Word of God? How much value do we put into God's Word? Do we give it value at all? Do we even know what it says, right? Because many of us, I believe the Bible. We respect the Bible. But do we really know what the Bible says? Do we really know what it tells us? I came across this funny story on the internet as far as our knowledge of the Word, of knowing what's in the Word. The story said this. It says, the new pastor was asked to teach the junior high boys' Sunday school class in the absence of the regular teacher. He decided he wanted to see what they knew about the Bible. So he asked them, which of you boys can tell me who knocked down the walls of Jericho? All the boys immediately denied having done it themselves and said, we have no idea who did it. And the pastor was appalled by their ignorance. So at the next elders' meeting, he told about these junior high boys' ignorance. And he told about how none of them knew who knocked down the walls of Jericho. Now the group of elders was silent for a minute until finally one of them spoke up. Pastor, I'm sorry, this appears to be bothering you a lot. But I've known all these boys since they were little, and they're good boys. If they said they didn't know who did it, I believe them. Why don't we just take some money out of the maintenance fund, fix the walls, and forget about it? Funny story, and I don't know, I'm guessing it's made up. I don't know if this story is true, but I think it's a little truthful, right? A lot of people in today's society, in today's world, they know of the Bible, but they don't know what's in the Bible. But here's the thing, for Dallas Four Square Church, being one of our values, we understand how important God's Word is and how important it is for us to read it and to know it. And so if you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is what we're going to look at this morning as I was seeking how to talk about God's Word. Because, you know, when you talk about God's Word, there are so many different things. When you look at these values, I mean, there are so many directions you can go as you talk about God's Word, worship, obedience. As you talk about these things, there are so many. I could be up here and preaching, you know, for 5-6 hours on these things. And so as I was seeking, you know, what direction the Lord would want me to speak as we talk about this value of the Bible, the Lord led me to Psalm 119. Now, if you're not familiar with Psalm 119, it's the longest chapter in the Bible, okay? It has 176 verses in all. Now, we're not going to read all 176 verses. We would be here for a while this morning if we did that and went through all 176 verses. But we're going to be looking at a couple different scriptures throughout Psalm 119. As I read through the scriptures, the Lord led me to this scripture, and as I read through it, there were some specific scriptures that spoke to me. And as I read through these scriptures, there were six things that stood out to me of why we should value God's word. And so if you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me. We're going to start in verses 1 and 2, right off the bat here in Psalm 119. Verses 1 and 2 say this. It says, "Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord," which is his word. Verse 2, "Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart." The first thing first reason that we should value God's word is because it brings blessing. It brings blessing. When we know God's word and abide by God's word, it brings blessing upon our lives. Now, many of you may be familiar with the name Ron Mell. Pastor Ron Mell was a great pastor for years at Beaverton Four Square Church before he went on to be with the Lord. He influenced me greatly through times that he spoke at things that I was at. And I had the privilege early in my ministry to hear him share at a youth pastors conference for youth pastors. And at that, he shared many different things that have impacted me, and a lot of even something later I'm going to share today, a lot of some of the foundational things of who I am came from that weekend with Pastor Ron Mell. It was an amazing time. But one of the things he shared that stood with me was he talked about what his mom had said to him when he left for Bible college. She said to him, "If you want to experience God's blessing, be blessable." Seems so simple, but yet it's so profound. If you want to experience God's blessing, be blessable. Live in a way that God would want to bless you. Right? As parents or as kids who have parents, when we honor our parents, when we do the right things, when my kids do the right things, when they're obeying me, when they're doing stuff the way that they should, I naturally want to bless them for it, right? Now, when they're doing bad things, I don't want to, right? And that's what his mom was talking about. If we want to experience blessings, be blessable. Live in a way that God would want to bless you. And one of those ways is by living according to his word. Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." When we follow God's word, when we value God's word and live according to it, it's going to bring blessing to our lives. The next verses that stood out to me in Psalm 119 were verses 9 through 11. Again, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me. This is what it says, verses 9 through 11. It says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your words in my heart that I might not sin against you." The second reason we should value God's word is because it helps us walk in purity. It helps us walk in the ways of him. I've heard it said that God's word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word. How true is that, right? If we're reading God's word, if we're seeking him, we tend to be living and doing the right things. But what happens when we sin and make mistakes? We end up not reading the word, right? We end up not going to it because of the shame. Because the reality is God's word exposes sin in our lives. It exposes sin and it shows us how to live in righteousness. You see, without his word, the reality is we're lost. Without his word, we're lost. Without his word, we fail to see sin for what it is. We don't even realize sometimes that what we're doing is sin without his word, without seeing what God says. Without his word, we are going to sin. And we're going to fail. But when we value God's word, when we hide it in our hearts, it helps us so that we won't sin against Him, as it says there in the scripture. And then we can walk in purity. By His grace, by what we talked about this morning through communion, we can experience His grace and purity in our life. But we find that out only by reading and seeing the Word. When we value God's Word and live according to it, it brings blessing. And it helps us walk in purity. And then the next verse that stood out to me was verse 64. Psalm 119:64 says this. It says, "The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Teach me from your word." The third reason that we should value God's word is because it reveals His love. His word reveals His love to us all throughout the scriptures. And I'm not going to do, I could have put scripture after scripture and read them to you. But all throughout the scripture, He tells us of His love for us. Right? And then when you look at the Gospels, when you look at Jesus, Jesus Himself then demonstrates that love for us. Right? For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. Right? And He came and died. And Jesus Himself, He shows that love to us through the Scriptures. You see, when we value God's Word, I think we can't help but value His love for us. And as we value His love for us, it helps us value His love for others, right? And as we value His love for others, then we value loving others ourselves. And it's this cycle that just continues to move. It's the purpose of our existence, right? To love God and to love others. And when we do that, ultimately His kingdom will be extended. It's the Great Commandments and the Great Commission. This is the mission statement I talked about earlier. It seems so simple, but it's the mission statement God has given all of us. To love God. To love people, to see His kingdom extended. That's why we value God's word here at Dallas Four Square Church. Because it helps us fulfill His mission. When we're opening His word, when we're reading His word, we're able to love in the way that He's called us to love. When we value God's word and live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity, and it reveals His love. Now the next verse that stood out to me were verses 89 and 90. Verses 89 and 90 say this. It says, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures." It endures. The fourth reason we should value God's word is because it reveals His faithfulness. It shows us the faithful God that we serve. And the thing that blows me away when I think of God's faithfulness is the fact that I fail time and time again. Even when I don't want to, I continue to fail. I continue to mess up. And even though I mess up, guess what? He still remains faithful. He remains faithful in the midst of my failures. And you look at the world in general. Mankind has turned their backs on the Lord time and time again. Israel turned their back on the Lord time and time again. But He continued to remain faithful. He continues to remain faithful. And whether we acknowledge Him or not, there are many people that never acknowledge Him, but He still remains faithful. He continues to love us, and He continues to seek us out, whether we're seeking Him or not. And here's the cool thing. When others give up on us, He doesn't. He continues to remain faithful. And his scriptures reveal his faithfulness to us from the beginning, when the fall of man first took place. Right from the beginning, he began the process of redemption, and he's continually redeeming mankind. His word shows us his faithfulness, and just the fact that his word is still here today, that it's still alive, demonstrates his faithfulness. Many have tried to destroy it. Many have tried to discredit the word of God, but it lives as a testimony to his faithfulness. When we value God's word and live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity. It reveals his love, and it reveals his faithfulness. The next verse that stood out to me was verse 105. This is one of the scriptures that you actually find on our website that talks about this value that we have of God's word. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Your word, it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The fifth reason that we should value God's word is because it gives us wisdom and direction. It gives us wisdom and direction. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, another scripture you'll find on our website about our value. It says this. It says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." According to Paul here, in 2 Timothy, there are three ways that the Bible gives wisdom and direction: teaching, rebuking, and then correcting and training in righteousness, which basically means this. You may have heard me share this before. It means that, number one, the Word of God, it tells us what to do. That's the teaching aspect. It tells us what to do. It teaches us. The second thing, it tells us what not to do. It's the rebuking, right? The teaching, the rebuking. It tells us what not to do. And then my favorite thing, which I stole from Ron Mell, it tells us what to do when we didn't do what we should have done in the first place. All right? That's the correcting and training in righteousness. It tells us what to do, it tells us what not to do, and it tells us what to do when we didn't do what we should have done in the first place. And so why is this important? Why is wisdom and direction important? The fact is that there are voices all around in this world telling us how we should live our lives, telling us what's right, telling us what's wrong. But the Bible should be where we go for our answers. The Bible should be where we go for wisdom and direction. When we value God's word and live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity. It reveals his love. It reveals his faithfulness, and it gives wisdom and direction in this life. The final scripture that stuck out to me here in Psalm 119 was verse 165. Verse 165 says this. It says, "Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." Great peace have they who love your law. The sixth reason we should value God's word is because it will bring us peace. And this is the kind of peace that's different than what a lot of people experience or think of when they think of peace. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God," listen to this, "which transcends all understanding." Which transcends all, it's a peace that we can't even fathom, we can't even understand. "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." God's word gives us peace of mind. And as we begin to understand all that he is and all that he has and continues to do for each of us, It's then that we can experience His peace, not the world's peace, His peace, a peace that passes all understanding, the kind of peace that in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of hard situations, allows us to stand strong, allows us to experience His peace. You see, God's Word is a powerful thing. As we talk about this thing that we value, His Word. His Word is a powerful thing. And the truth is, the only way we can really live the life that God desires us to live is if we make it one of our values, one of our core values, not just for our church, but as individuals. We have to realize how important His Word is to us. What His Word means to our lives, the value that it brings. John Piper, a well-known pastor and author, said this. He says, if you don't read the Word and memorize the Word and meditate on the Word daily and delight in the Word and savor it and have your mind and emotions shaped by the Word, you will be a weak Christian at best. Ouch. Where am I in that? Because I know as much as I love the Word, I know I don't necessarily read it and memorize it and meditate on it every day, all the time. But I don't know about you. I don't want to be a weak Christian. I want to be someone who values God's Word and who makes it a priority to read it, makes a priority to understand it and to live it out the way God intended us to. Now, I want to conclude this morning by going back to 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. I'm going to read it to you again this morning. 2 Timothy 3 says this, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Now, we talked about the fact that the Scripture gives wisdom and direction, but it's the first part of that Scripture, which is the reason why we take such great value in God's Word. Because it says this, all Scripture is God-breathed. All Scripture, all of this, it comes from the Lord. And I think it's important for us to realize that even though it may have been written down by men, here at our church, at Dallas Four Square Church, we believe the Bible from Genesis through Revelations. We believe in its entirety, it is the infallible Word of God, verbally inspired by God without error. And we believe it's been given to us by God to help us grow in our relationship with Him, to help us become who He's called us to be, so that we may live the life that He's called us to live. And that's the reason, more than anything, why we value God's Word. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your Word. Because it's Your Word that enables us to see the heart of who You are. To see these things that we talked about. This God that brings blessing. This God that brings purity. This God that brings love. This God that is faithful. This God that gives us wisdom and direction. This God who brings peace upon our life. These things come from You, Lord. And we see it through Your Word that You have given to us. Lord, help us to understand the value of Your Word, to not just have it as something that sits on our shelf, but something that becomes a part of who we are. In the Scriptures, You told them to write it on their doorposts, to put it to their foreheads, to know it, to live it, to breathe it, Lord. And You did that because You know the life that it will bring when we do. When we live out the things of You, the examples that You showed us through Your Word, Lord. Thank You for Your Word, Lord. My simple prayer this morning is, may we understand the value of your word. And may we seek to know it, to love it, to live it in all that we do, Lord. We thank you and just praise you for your word. Allow it to penetrate our hearts this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.